that is because we advertise in the View, in the Golden View, too.
Well, and I figured.
Yeah.
It just caught me by surprise.
Yeah, I've never actually got out and looked, so that's. But no, I think it went very. Vendors were very happy. We had made some changes. We didn't do the sponsorships this year. Because the sponsorships were very expensive. They were like $1,000, $755. We got rid of those and just went with a straight table rate. And it really didn't. People thought it was less claustrophobic in there. They just so we had some good comments that way. And it really didn't. It didn't seem very different in there. I mean, to me, it was like it wasn't significant that we took away those sponsorships. And hopefully people advertised a little bit more from that. So
you cut the time down, too.
We did cut the time down, yes. And that was at the request of sponsors. They felt that it was getting a little long. And people were just kind of hanging out because, you know, they wanted to get a door prize, unlike some people.
No, we left.
Mary Lou's husband won a door prize, but he wasn't present to win, so he didn't get to win one.
He said, let's get out of here. There's nothing but old people here.
Did he go home alone?
Oh, my Lord. Well, I can tell you that. He had one of his classmates he ran into not too long ago, and Jerry said to him, he said, I'm not going to any more class reunions. They've had their 50, I think they're 52, 53, somewhere in there. And he said, his friend said to him, well, why not? He says, because there's nothing but old people there. And his friend said, have you looked in the mirror lately? So that went well, though, huh?
Yes, it went really, I think it went very well. So, like I said, I think we wrote down all the changes we made and kind of, you know, we've got it ready for next year in terms of just how the tables were set up, because people really commented on the setup, and Ruth and I didn't think we did anything drastically different, but apparently we did just enough to warrant a better traffic flow, so.
You had enough room in the cross, you were walking across there between them. The table.
Yeah, and then we used the round tables this year, too, for the dining portion of it. We did not have as many people eat, though. We were significantly down in the number of people that ate lunch. But that may have been because of the time change, too. You know, with it being done at 12:30, maybe some people just weren't ready to eat. So so we will look at that. But, no, it went.
Do you know how many shots were given or anything?
Gotten those numbers yet, no. But, I mean, everybody was.
Good, I know. I've talked to people who say that's where they go to get the
A lot of them do, yep. Yeah. And we had Whitney Thompson speak, our dementia care specialist, and she said that went really, really well. I didn't get a chance to obviously go in there, but she said they had a lot of questions for her. She had a nice core group of people in there, so she thought that went really well, too. So, yeah, overall, I thought it was a nice day.
Good.
And not having to do all the tablecloths was a really nice day at the end of the day for me, because we were wrapped up and out of there by 1:30, quarter to 2, which usually we're there folding tablecloths and clips forever. So,
okay.
That was helpful, too.
Any other public comments from anybody?
I just have a couple things probably under advocacy. But.
Okay, so we'll go right on to advocacy report. The ADRC regional board meeting. Who wants to speak?
And we won't fight over it, will we?
It was interesting, I mean, that we had
Very interesting.
We had some of the representatives.
Right, we had legislators there. Representative Novak was there.
Did I understand that he takes care of a family? Is that what I heard him say?
He has some close ties with the dementia, and I don't know if it's because of family members or if it's just that he's intervened or what with people
Somebody
in the past. I'm not sure.
But unfortunately,
neither of our representatives were there, but. Novak was there. Tassif was there. I can't think of Tassif's last name. He's Representative Johnson's aide, and he takes care of Medicare.
I'm trying to remember. Who was the lady at our...
He comes quite a few things. He came to Elderfest, too.
There was a lady at ours, and I forgot who she was representing.
I talked to him. Because he took some stuff out of Medicare, and he got on it right away.
He is very good.
I got a call the next day, and then he referred it on to the state legislature.
Great. Yeah,
so we're working on
he came to Elderfest as well. And Senator Mark Wayne's aide was at Elderfest as well. Katie Pring was at Elderfest, too.
Oh, okay.
But he was at Elderfest, too.
Yes, he was.
He said he was.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I wish I could have been there.
So mostly it was kind of the regional board meeting was kind of to talk about dementia and kind of the ongoing issues with dementia in terms of the legislature. They're conducting some public hearings, and that's what the next one will be. So you guys broke into some groups.
Very good. We had kind of a cross section of disabilities or older adults, what they were doing. And I thought by getting that from Danica, it was really good hearing from them speak before the group.
It was informational, I think, to let those representatives or legislature know what we're doing out here. And I think, as
and
they
what
say,
we need.
Right, other than waiting till the last minute when something is in the legislature and the axe is going to fall.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to keep them, you know, educated on what's going on, I guess.
Yeah, educating them on ADRC and dementia and what we're doing. They are allowing the dementia care specialist to continue until like June of 2017 now, I believe. So, yeah, I thought it was a good meeting. It was also held with Eagle Country Board as well. So
there had to be how many there?
Gosh, I don't know. Quite a.
I mean, I'm thinking 6-8 at a table and
quite a few
tables.
40-45, maybe.
Quite a few people there.
Mm-hmm. And it was good that they had a cross section at each table, because I know we discussed things back and forth as to what was happening here in our county and.
Okay.
Anything more? Okay. How about the elderly and
disabled? That's really should probably say elderly disabled transportation meeting on December 4th at 9 a.m. I'd like to tell you more about it, but I don't know more about it. So, so I will be researching what it is we're supposed to actually do at that meeting, and we'll be doing that. No, we do have to have one to just discuss the coordination of transportation out here. And we usually invite local transportation providers and anyone else. So if there's anyone else from the board that would like to sit on that committee, it's a one-day committee, basically. Just take a look at our programming and things like that and make any recommendations.
Is that held out here?
Yes, it will be here. And I will send a letter out to you as well. So if you would like to attend, that would be great. We have to do that, like, I believe once a year for the transportation grants. So, and then we also will be having a public hearing. We're required to have a public hearing for the 8521 transportation grant. That grant is due at the end of December. You guys have already approved us applying for that grant. So I'm working on that in order to have that ready for the public hearing.
How much was that for?
That is for $120,000. I apologize. I don't know that offhand now. It's like $121,000 or $124,000.
Probably nobody ever shows up those hearings.
No. And it's like there's a 20% match on it.
Yeah,
right.
There was a transportation one I went to several years ago, and it was held over at Votech.
That was the big one they did.
A few
years ago, regional planning did. Back.
Regional.
This was when they had to pull together a coordinated transportation team, which we have one called the Southwest Transportation Coordination Team, and I was actually at that yesterday. That was part of the state. They had to do that, and you have to have those in place in order to apply for these grants. So regional planning did a great big focus groups all over.
It seemed like one of the things they talked about is trying to arrange rides for college kids to Votech.
Yeah,
now,
that was
did that ever come? Did that materialize?
They have some shared ride thing going on. I think Lyft does some of that. I don't know how much. But since we're talking about it, Bob's not here, but I'll bring it up. One of the things regional planning is looking at right now, we just met with them yesterday, is doing, it's in my report. Can't think what it's called now. It's been a long week.
It's hump day.
Feels like Friday though. They want to apply for a grant to do a transportation needs coordination and mobility management study for Grant, Iowa, Lafayette, Green, and Richland counties. And they're asking for commitment from each of the counties for a 20% match of the $80,000 grant, which would be about approximately $2,700 from all our counties. I do think we have the ability to take this out of the trust fund if we decide to do it. They have spoke with Bob Keeney, and I thought maybe Bob might be here to talk about it a little bit too. But again, what they're looking at is applying for this grant to assess what our needs are and assess what possibilities are there for regional coordination of transportation. The state's big on regional coordination, and obviously it does make sense. We've got corridors that run the same. We're driving right up through Iowa County to take people to Madison all the time. So, you know, we do have some common corridors that go to some of the same places. So, again, taking a look at that and maybe seeing whether it behooves the counties to look at a more regional coordinated approach. which, again, you're always going to have your issues with regional being the it answer because, as you know, some of the things that have been tried regionally haven't always worked real well. The call center's not particularly successful. But I do think there is maybe some merit there. I think the nice thing for me would be this would be an in-depth study. Regional planning does a really good job at these, so it would provide us with some good information about what's happening in Grant County and maybe what the needs are out here and how to tailor our services. So I think ultimately it's good information for us for some strategic planning in the future that I wouldn't then have to do. So, I mean, that's kind of nice. So I don't know if that's going to go directly to the board or if – I know they're looking for a commitment out of the Board of Supervisors, so I don't know if that comes directly to you guys. I didn't have it on the agenda because I just literally got the proposal yesterday. So it's talking about the desired outcomes are common corridors identified, new opportunities for service provision, role for a mobility manager, strategies for operational coordination and efficiency, and then identify potential for coordination and collaboration at a regional level to increase efficiencies and greater services. So, I mean, it's basically...
You know, Jerry and I just traveled some country roads yesterday morning, and when you get back in some of these hills between here and Platteville, and I would imagine around Boscobel.
Here in Platteville, you should. Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking to myself, do those people ever get out in the wintertime? And I keep thinking, if there really are elderly people back in there on their own, some of these places look pretty bad.
Also, some beautiful homes back in some of those hills.
Well, there's some pretty. There's some pretty rich farmers back through there. Yes.
As a Head Start director, I had a couple homes that a teacher had to get on a snowmobile.
Well, they're all on farmland. Most of them. Well, some of them are. Yeah, some of them aren't. But then I. But some, I just take a look at that, and I'm going to myself, when you talk transportation, if some of those people really needed a meal,
and that is a problem for us in terms of Meals on Wheels and things like that, and getting people and getting services out there because we don't have the ability to coordinate drivers all over there. And that's a problem, and it's going to continue to be a problem. You know, we try to work with people that can come in and get the meals and then take them out. But, yeah, that there's a lot of very isolated places around here.
I can't imagine how some of them are still standing.
Probably township, so they have them roads cleared before we
Yeah, they must.
We usually try to make sure we got all the roads that the buses run first.
That the buses run?
It used to be we worried about milk trucks. They were also included in it, but we don't have that many farmers at milk
not
anymore,
as many.
So we kind of can concentrate on school buses.
Where the school buses go.
Nope.
Anyway, the transportation needs, I'm sure, still always comes out top of the list sometimes when you start talking about
it. It does, but it's really, it's
hard to
it's difficult though. To get people to use it as well. Like I said, I mean, I think people really use our trips program, and I think they use the taxi pretty well too, but I think the bus is always a little bit more of an issue. So, it would be nice to, you know, to coordinate some of that.
This transportation meeting, public hearing, is that an all day?
No, it's typical to the other public. We have to have a public hearing on any of the funding that we receive. So if somebody shows up, it'll last however long they have questions for me.
Oh. We've had it at City Hall when we have meetings, we have a public hearing. So yeah. I just say, you know, a public hearing is open now. There's nobody out there, and within 5 seconds, somebody says, I make a motion, we close the public hearing, and it's done.
Yeah.
Nobody ever comes in. If there's people there,
you met the criteria.
I had one for the aging plan. I had one person come, so I met with her.
We know who that was.
Yeah.
Right.
So. So.
But it's glad to see somebody has that interest, though.
Yeah. So, no, but it is a requirement of the grant, so we will have it, and Green County had a great turnout last year, and they offered food this year and did everything the same, and nobody came this year. So, so it just really depends.
You
have
those door prizes.
No, you know where I'm
going. Yeah. Gotta give them something. Something to eat or take home.
Isn't that the truth?
It is.
You gotta have something to eat or a prize, and then they'll come. That's true. Okay, anything else there?
No,
not right off. Okay. Request to fill the position of the meal site manager in Platteville.
Yeah,
but the one you contacted me on was the Muscadine.
No,
one,
this
correct?
Is this one.
Well, it's that's this one.
And this came right after our meeting. Our meal site manager is moving. I did get a hold of Mary Lou right away to advertise it because we can't go without a meal site manager in Platteville. It's our biggest site. So it has been advertised, but technically we can't do any hiring until you fill the, you know, you approve filling the position, but obviously it's our biggest site, so I hope you approve the position.
You need a motion on that?
Yes.
I'll make that small.
Steve makes a motion. Mr. Seconds.
Thank you.
Have you gotten an application?
Applications just closed. Yeah, so I didn't look at them until I thought I would wait until after the meeting today to officially look at them. So,
all right, all those
since
favors
you had to
say
approve
aye.
Them.
Aye.
I think we've got about six, so.
Oh,
that's good. That's a good number to pick from.
Yeah. I know Dodgeville's been looking for one as well, and they've been struggling to find it. So.
It's hard because the hours are like, what, 8 to 8:30?
Yeah,
8:30?
It's like 8:30 to 2:30 or, it's kind of, Well, actually, that position, because it does go over 24 hours, does get some benefits. So it's one of our few.
It'd be ideal hours, but for a lot of people, they need full-time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that is absolutely right.
A lot of people go in there to play cards.
Yeah, it's by far.
Well,
we do a huge home delivered. After Southwest quit delivering meals, we've got a big home delivered.
We did our wellness program over there several different times, and it just seemed like there were people in there all the time. All the time. They got the computers down there. People were on those and so forth and so on. On to the aging plan.
Aging plan amendments. Again, this is a learning process for me. And I just see a mistake on there, too. Boy, I'm really doing great. Be good when Crystal's back. It's 2016-2018. The goals, apparently, we do the goals, and you approve the goals at the last meeting, and then they go to GWAR, and then GWAR comes back with some negotiations on the goals. So this is the negotiated version of the goals. So you'll see them again. Some of them just have minor changes. Some just changed, I changed the wording to make it more appealing to them. And some are a little bit completely different. So if you just kind of take a look at them, they're none of them are really too different. Under the involvement of older people, informing people about the new voter ID law, I just added that we would also provide staff or transportation assistance to a minimum of 10 people if needed to obtain an ID. So we will be working with people to do that if necessary. Under the 2017 one, we are just going to have you guys fill out a little survey that says you've taken some advocacy action during the year. So we'll make sure that you do that in 2017. And again, that was just sort of rewritten a little bit. 2018, that one really didn't change. Again, just asking for some citizens to provide input at, excuse me, at one of our committee meetings. Oh, excuse me. under elder nutrition, again, basically we're looking at doing some strategic plans under that, and Pam liked that. So she just actually had me spread those out, and she actually had me take out a couple goals because she said we really didn't need to have those in as goals. So I'm all for that. I don't care. so those are the new ones, and it's just basically around the strategic plan, which we already had in there. Under services to caregivers, we just put that a number in, that we would provide services to 10 caregivers as a minimum. And that was all the thing there. Services to people with dementia, Whitney just rewrote those a little bit. Those are not goals that I write. Those come from Whitney. So, again, the intent was the same as the goal. She just reworded them a little bit to make Guar happy. And then under healthy aging, again, we just put 12 participants in. That was the only changes. We just specified how many participants we would be looking at to providing workshops to. And then under local priorities, I found it kind of amusing that Guar did not want me to use the Lean Initiative as a goal, which I thought was kind of funny, considering it's a huge goal of our county. So we will continue to do some, obviously, some lead initiatives. So I did change those. We're looking at creating some dementia-friendly senior dining sites by training some volunteers. Also training our drivers to be dementia-friendly. And then providing some listening sessions around transportation in 2018.
Lorianne,
this is
page 22 and
24. Oh, I'm sorry. Here, let me.
I'm missing 22 also.
Yeah, I
know. Oh. It must be page 24.
It must not have copied. I apologize for that.
21 to 23.
I apologize for that. Let me send this around.
It seems like they wanted numbers so you could quantify.
They did. And really, that's all. And I'll pass those around. Yeah, basically, those were the differences, was the fact that they just want us quantifying more numbers.
So now with your wellness programs, you're going to get somebody trained here, I think?
Yes. Yes. No. I apologize. It probably didn't.
Just skip 22. That wasn't important.
Yeah.
We're already over.
What do you do with this group, huh? What do you do with this group?
Oh, I need Crystal back. I can't work the copy machine either. She will be back after Thanksgiving holidays part time. Thank goodness, because I'm trying to do a lot of things and I'm not doing any
you're
of them too well.
You're gonna pry up yours. I am not a workload. Right?
I am not a good admin assistant. I would not be. I am not a good assistant to myself. Yeah, the main thing with the goals was quantifying them for the most part. The funny thing is that if you look at, I've looked at quite a few plans around this state, and they really vary on how they're written. So it just sort of depends on who your consultant is at the time and what they want. Because I've looked at several that don't have really any goals. So it kind of amuses me but
well, then they can meet them.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anybody? So we do need approval for the goals. The budget did not change at all. So the budget allocations that you saw the last time, I mean, those allocations come down from the state to us, so they don't change at all.
This is a three-year plan, correct?
Yes, it is. And after every year, we have the ability to amend it. So if we decide in next year that 2017 is not the goals, that something has happened within the county or something and we've decided that we need to amend those goals, we have the ability to do that as well. So really, you do a three-year plan and you can amend 2 years of it if you want, so and change it entirely. So
do I hear a motion to accept the aging plan?
I make a motion that we accept the goals for 2016 to 2018.
Through 18, yeah.
And Carrie seconded it?
Yes.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Opposed? No. Oh, passed. Okay, Muscadet Meal Site.
Muscadet Meal Site. Muscadet called me. They have a grant, and they're building a new library there, which has nothing to do with us, because I was hoping it would, but it doesn't. But they're making some changes to their community room. And they want to move us to the old library. Right now, the library is in the community building, the Craddowell building. They want us to move, this would be like 2017, to the library and be out of the main community room. In order to do this, they need some, there would be some plumbing issues, there would be some other things that would have to happen, and they were looking, I think, for some financial support from us of whether we would want to do this. We would just share the room with maybe just a couple other places. It wouldn't be where we'd have to take it down. However, I do have some concerns about the size of it. It isn't real big, although it's kind of difficult for me to visualize it right now because it's extremely filled with books, so it's hard to get a real good visual on it. But it's much smaller than the current community room. I have some concerns about the storage and the kitchen area. I'm not sure they can quite do what they want to do.
Easily access to the building?
The access isn't the issue, yeah. It's easily accessible. I'm just concerned that where we would serve and...
How's their participation? I mean, do they...
It varies, but they probably have about 10, 12 on a given day. I worry if we were to grow there, it would be a little bit difficult in that space. I'm just not sure they can pull together the plumbing issues that they think they can. I'm not sure that's all that feasible.
Do we have the meal site numbers?
You do not with this one. We've got some issues with the report, and Nancy's off, so I could not pull one together for you. So I'm going to kind of talk with them a little bit more. What would have really been ideal was if they'd include us in the new library, was what I'd really like, but they don't seem to think they're, for whatever reason, they're not including a great big community room at the library, which I find funny. If you're going to build a big new building, why wouldn't you add a community room to it? But yeah, I just find that weird. But the issue right now where we're at for Cindy down there is it can be an issue because during like their Morel Festival, we have to move everything out and we go over to the church. At various other periods during the year, we have to move over to the church because the community room is being used there. So
I would imagine the reason they don't have one is those are probably they got a grant, so there's some matching funds.
Yeah.
I'm guessing those matching funds are probably more than the village can handle, so they had to downsize in order to be able to.
Probably. This one would give us the opportunity to not have to move all the time. We could leave our stuff set up there. So I put it on the agenda. Just so that you would know about it. But Ruth and I are going to go down there and actually do some measurements. They literally called me, and I just stopped in there the day. I was on my way to the Dells the next day anyway, so I said I would just stop in and briefly take a look at it with them, and they went over it. But, you know, I don't want to commit right this minute to anything with them in terms of equipment or anything like that, because I don't know how feasible it is. And they didn't have any costs or anything. So we need to talk with them a little bit more about what our true needs are there and whether they can meet those needs. And I need to do some measuring and things like that because, like I said, just eyeballing it, it seemed a little cramped in there. But when you've got 20 million shelves full of books, it does feel a little claustrophobic.
And what would happen if you did not move?
We'd have to find another site. I mean, we are out of the community room, yeah. We would have to look for an entirely different site there. And it's Muscadet, so it's not exactly like, you know.
Yeah,
it's not a lot of sites around.
Not
but,
a lot
So we will take a look at it, and I'll be back to you if, you know, at some point, if we need a commitment from this group. But in most of the sites, we try to, like, if there's big equipment changes that need to be because of a meal site, we usually try to like pay about half. I mean, we just, you know, we try to accommodate. I think they're looking for a little more than half, and I'm not gonna make that commitment to them because we really can't. So, you know, it's still not entirely ours. It's not like we can lock it and keep everything in there either. So it's still gonna be used a little bit. So anyway, just wanted to make you aware of that. Nothing is gonna happen until 2017, so. So,
okay. You gotta hear them coming down the hill out at our place. The windows rattle. Oh man!
When you hear them 5 miles off coming down that hill, you got a straight
pipe on. All right, approval of vouchers.
All right, you will have those in your amended packet because Teresa got those done for me right after we.
Most of those individuals on your vouchers are people taking people to.
It's either our trips drivers or our home delivery.
Home delivery,
yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and we pay trips drivers monthly, and we do home delivery on a quarterly, so. So, yeah, that's the ones that you will see on there. And I don't think we had anything, too different. I think you might see UW Platteville looks like a lot because it's on here twice. Both payments got for the last 2 months are in one. But otherwise,
is that guy's truck and tractor service, is that
That's from the towing, the bus, yeah.
And the buses, everybody's going well?
The bus is being fixed. It might be done today.
A new motor?
We did, yeah. We did. I did talk to the DOT about the bus, and we can, if we need to, we can dip into the trust fund for that. We just have to revise the trust fund. So if we need to do that, we will. We just have to have that bus. I mean, that's all there is to it. It's one of the buses we use the most.
It had
so.
How many miles
off? It had 87,000. So, and there wasn't a huge difference between the used engine and in terms of the cost, it was like $800 between the used and the new engine. And the new engine had a 100,000 mile warranty on it, so I went with the new one because we only had 87 on the other one, and it went down. So.
That had to be a gas engine. Yeah. Because you're talking 30,000.
Yeah. No, it was gas. Yeah. So.
I'm surprised guys did it for $240. If you have a hook on your semi, it's going to cost you $2,000.
Yeah, we couldn't get anybody from town even to come and get it. We tried to call Bennett's and yeah.
They wouldn't touch it.
No. Well, it was, you know, it was late on a Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
It was, yeah.
Okay.
Bennett's wouldn't come
out.
Yeah,
that record they had out here would have been big enough to have.
And guys actually came really quite quickly, so. Well, Bennett said they didn't have the capability, but I kind of wondered if they just didn't want to come out and get it, so. Because it was about 6 o'clock on a Saturday night.
They
so.
Just didn't want to tangle with it, that's
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
You needed an approval on the voucher?
Yes.
I'll make that so.
I'll second.
Steve makes it.
Okay. Who seconded?
Either of us.
Neither.
Who are you recognizing?
The young lady.
Okay.
How's that?
And you need a all in favor.
All those. Well, any further discussion on the vouchers? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No. Okay, financial report.
I have been looking at it a little bit. And again, you're going to see various line items that might look out of line for a while, but we're trying to kind of get it back in line with where Nancy and I think things should be. And if that's, that takes some time to roll that out after a year or two, because of course I budgeted it on other people's numbers and then decided those numbers aren't my numbers. So hopefully by next year they'll all be my numbers and we'll go from
there.
Are
we, as far as our budget, are we for this time of the year, we're right where we're supposed
yeah,
to be?
Yeah, yeah. Overall, I think we're looking okay.
I think yeah. most of this group here, as far as looking through all these things, I could really care less.
I appreciate your honesty.
As long as those numbers are where they're supposed to be for this time.
Yeah,
of
I think
year,
we're going to be okay.
I'll make the motion.
I second that.
There you go. Any further discussion on that?
If we're not happy with it, you'll hear about it.
Or if we overspend, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, all those in favor of the financial report?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Say no.
Well, Mariah's done a great job in getting things in line with continuous and getting that billing done. So she's worked really, really hard on getting our billing. So that alone should
that's
help
all
us
coming
out
better.
Yeah. We're actually billing and billing on time. So that's a huge improvement.
That always helps.
It does help.
Okay, your reports, the ADRC,
okay.
Grant County Director report.
And you have that. I talked about the transportation study. That's probably the big one. Obviously, I've been working on aging plan. We've got end of the year. I'm going to have a little discussion with Crystal the next time she does this. She can't do it at the end of the year. So it's end of the year for all the aging funding. So we have to look through our database and merge data and make sure all the data is got all the missing information completed. And there's always missing information because people don't put down their ethnic race and things like that. So I've been going through that, working on the aging plan. Again, the transportation grants, one was submitted, working on that other one as well. It's been very, very hectic around here. We just have a lot going on. I did attend the ADRC director's meeting in the Dells. The contract was gone over. Again, some of the things that we're seeing in that world are very similar to what I left in Head Start, because the feds are all about business plans now. And that's coming down to the ADRC as well. They're wanting us to write a business plan and run more like a business, which to me is not a bad thing. So it's all about accountability. So, you know, so that will, I think Mary has to have the business plan. We'll be working on that done by the end of the year, I believe, for 2016. One of the things in the contract, they did pull out some of the contract language regarding facilities, which was concerning to me. However, they will be out here to look at our facilities and come up with a compliance plan. So I think we'll see a compliance plan, because I think we may be noted on a few things regarding our facilities, just because the building is old and we have some issues with bathrooms and things like that. So I fully expect that Diana will probably, our quality improvement specialist from the state, I fully expect that she will probably be out, if not by the end of the year, probably by the end of January. Because she is familiar with this building. So I think you'll be seeing a compliance plan come out of there. I don't know what the timelines will be on that compliance plan. I know there's all sorts of building, you know.
I wondered right now, because it was in the paper, Bainbridge has offered to do something. There's some switching around. You guys can tell us any more on that?
Back over there, we've got each other two buildings, building another building.
And that would house Unified?
ADRC
Yeah, he's looking to build.
Unified's already there.
Unified. Oh, okay. Unified's I guess I had thought there. That they were going to move Unified from what I got. Unified in.
Well, they're going to move Unified and Social Services and together and give ADRC the Unified building.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
His
I saw.
Proposal has yeah. always been just to kind of for Social Services and us and yeah, and it does include Unified. He did not want to get involved with the Sheriff's Department.
No.
Building,
who did?
But Bainbridge.
No.
But I don't. I mean, none of that's been.
No,
just being, just being discussed, yeah. Just being discussed.
Yeah.
I have some thoughts on what's going on. I think you have too, Sal.
For identification
well,
purposes.
Well, he was going to get a new building.
What's that?
It's important for identification purposes.
Next major project.
I feel strongly
if he got attached to the sheriff's building, he got
a
new
building by itself,
services.
So they have their own identification.
And that's a good point, Mike, because that's very big on the state's list right now. Signage.
Agencies, you know, before I came on this committee, I probably heard of ADRC, but I thought it was subsidiary of Social Services.
Sure.
I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, and the state does really want to set that tone. That and I mean, they're taking some hard stances. Signage is going to have to change, and they're going with, you know, we're going to be held to certain logos now. We can't just change things. In fact, we just got a call that our phone message says ADRC of Grant County, and our quality person called and said it cannot say ADRC of Grant County because
really?
We're regional.
We're regional.
So... we have to change that. So they're getting a little, yeah, and but you're right. They do want that. They really want people to see ADRC and have it be very visible and very accessible. So I think that will be coming. And, again, part of our signage and some of those things I think will come out in the compliance plan as well. We do not have good signage out here at all. If you're looking for ADRC, by the time you can read that sign out there and figure out what it says, you're already past it, and you don't know where you're going.
The very first time I heard ADRC, I thought it was alcohol and drugs.
I know.
When people in town found out I was on the committee, they said, I didn't know you were an alcoholic.
I didn't know I was either.
Just the staff.
His office park down here, it is, it's, that's what it is. It's all office buildings. And no elevators, everything... plenty of parking. I know he's offered to build a garage for the buses. You know, they're nice buildings. They're nice, very nice buildings.
So, and everything coming out of the state along with this is standardizing. So they want that. They want standardized signs. They want standardized. So again, that's going to be. They want people able. To recognize that ADRC within the entire state know what it is. So they also want same services in terms of forms, in terms of everything. So we're going to see a lot more standardization coming out, which is, you know, having been through the lean training, standardization is what lean is all about. Is
Steve, you had a
you streamline
comment there. I'm not sure everybody got to hear it.
What was that, Steve?
I thought you had a comment to list.
Well, we were just talking about those buildings would stay on the tax roll rather than if it was through Bainbridge, where otherwise if it's county owned, they're not. That way they stay on the tax roll, and that's good.
There's lots,
good
I think there's lots of opinions on this at this, and I don't know where. I think the state will have some input in terms of the compliance plan as to where we end up. So I think that will be part of it.
If Bainbridge builds it, then you got to offset the upkeep of this building against the rent of that building.
Yeah.
And that's where you got to start figuring in the cost. Whether we can rent that building cheaper than what we can maintain this one.
Well, we've got all this land. Why shouldn't we be using what we got? I mean, out here, beautiful. If we got so many things that we're thinking about doing.
Oh, you mean the land out here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why not put everything in a...
Well, you got water and sewer and all the other issues that
to worry about.
Yeah.
That you don't have.
Yeah.
Well, let's not make a mistake like we did when we put that administration building where it was.
Is who is the customer when you get back to the lean training and we talk about the congestion downtown and all this and we forget about who the customer is. Want to put them on the third story and you got two state highways and no parking and yeah.
Well,
couldn't we rent that administration building and for housing?
Well, I think I got to bring you back on task here because we could discuss that one forever. But she's got a couple more things I think she wants to talk about. What you got?
Our Part D is in full swing. We are pretty much scheduled with appointments. They're doing a lot of mail in as well too. So we are working that out. One of the things I wanted to point out. That we're doing with the Eckstein funds. Again, remember they wanted those Eckstein funds spent out at the end of this year. And since our revenue was a little bit more on target, I decided that because I know the foundation really looks at some of the promotional things that we're doing and they like us to get their name out there, I'm going to do one more promotional event in December. And we're going to do Jingle and Mingle Wednesdays and offer complimentary meals in December.
Every Wednesday in December?
Jingle and Mingle.
Jingle and Mingle. That's cute.
In order, and we're only doing it on Wednesdays, so it won't hopefully overburden the meal site managers too much. But we wanted to just do one more promotion with them, and then those funds will be obligated. They do have a new operations manager there now. Doreen is gone, and this operations manager has a little bit different philosophy than Doreen did. So
better or
no? not as easy to work with as Doreen was, but you know that may be just because she's new as well. So I'm not quite sure where she has come from, but. So as we move forward with Eckstein, if we do in the future, if I apply for any grants, well, first of all, there'll be grants that I've applied for, which will make it easier because then I will know what the intentions of are. You know, that was the problem with this $100,000 grant is, you know, I didn't have any paperwork, that documentation that would give me much insight as to what the grant was written for or what the money was for, and that was an issue.
So do you advertise for that in the paper?
We are going to be advertising that, yeah. We will be advertising that shortly. We're still kind of working out the things. And actually, Eckstein Board was meeting last Monday. Yeah, gosh, it seems like such a longer week than it's only
so
Wednesday.
So that will be at every meal site then?
Yes.
Every meal site on that Wednesday.
Except for Dickeyville, because Dickeyville's is Tuesdays, because they only meet on Tuesdays, so we'll probably do theirs on Tuesday. But,
oh, okay.
But yeah, Wednesday is the one day that the meal sites all have in common, that they're all, so that's why we chose that Wednesday. And it's just kind of a cute promotional thing, and hopefully it'll help people out during the holidays as well. Just the other thing we have is we did have Mathematica staff. Mathematica is a federal evaluation program who has been evaluating the nutrition program for the feds for about the last year. Juneau County and Grant County, and I'm not sure if any other counties in the state were included in the evaluation. We just randomly got picked. There was no rhyme or reason to it. And it wasn't like we could choose to participate or not participate. It's the Fed study, you participate. So, and I completed a lot of surveys for them earlier on in the year, but then they actually came out and met with our vendors at UW-Platteville, talked with meals, and met with home-delivered people and met with some congregate and met with staff. And it's just part of a federal evaluation of the nutrition program. So.
They provide a report to you?
They will eventually. Like I said, it's been going on for several months now. I think, I'm trying to think if it started, that probably actually started last fall because, yeah, at least. Okay. It was probably within the Fed's year. The Fed's year would have started in October. So So yes, once they wrap that all up, but it's a national study, so I don't think it'll be very specific to our little county. But it was Juneau and us that got picked. So, other than that, I mainly wanted to hit on the jingle and mingle, so you can watch for that, and then the transportation thing. And I will be talking with Bob Keeney. I believe Bob. And do you know who else sits on the Regional Planning Commission board? Because I think it's Bob, and then I think there's like two other Board of Supervisors, isn't there?
I was thinking it was just Bob. I'm thinking it was
the county. Oh, is it just the county chair? Okay. Okay. Well, I will talk to him because I do think Iowa County's already committed to it, and I think Greene County is committed to it. I don't know if they formally committed. I know Iowa County has formally committed to it. And actually what they said was we could kind of commit to it and down the line. We don't necessarily have to, because of budgets being done, they had said we could write it into our 2017 budget if needed. But I believe it goes with the goals of our regional coordination plan, which then can come out of the trust fund plan, and I think that's what Iowa County did. So I think we could easily do that. So. And like I said, I think it's information we could use. So. The only other thing I have, it's not on my report here, but I know you might be interested, is this was brought up at our transportation meeting yesterday. Remember when they did that big audit for the transportation, the state transportation entity, MTM, who provided the rides for the Medicaid eligible people? We don't provide rides to people that are receiving Medicaid. They have to go through MTM to coordinate it, and there's been lots of complaints about MTM. Before that, it was Logisticare, and everybody complained about them. Then they went to MTM, and everybody complained about them. And they did a big audit, and from what I can understand here, is kind of after this audit, what DHS had kind of intended to do was do a third-party kind of an advocate that would help deal with some of the complaints and resolve some issues for people. Well, they are choosing not to do that now. They're not even putting out that RFP for a third-party advocate. They don't believe that it's necessary. So there's a lot of concern there that this is going to leave consumers.
They're
going to
just leave it go the way it was going with all the complaints.
So. Basically, this is coming out of, I don't even know who wrote this.
You know, they left people, right? There were times when they would just take off and leave people where they were, overcharging big time.
Yeah. So there is a group, and I think Disability Rights is included within that group, that they're strongly suggesting that the legislators implement this independent third-party advocate program for and meant to deal with some of these concerns, because right now, under the current process, they really don't have to do that. Under the current agreement with HP, and I am not quite sure who HP is. I've been trying to figure that out in this, because I just literally got this. They're not required to produce or track call statistics on complaints, so if they don't have to track it, nobody knows that way. I find that makes it easier on Edmund or on MTM, doesn't it? If nobody's really tracking it, so that may be something that you might want to talk to your legislators on, because we do have, you know, we do get calls all the time that people will call
our
trust program.
Your hands are tied. Our hands are tied.
We are not supposed to use. Yeah, we are
not.
Can't
do anything,
and yet people are not happy. Because
I wouldn't be happy if somebody took me to Madison and left me.
Yeah. There are some days I'm not happy.
Yeah, there you go. We got a call one night about 8-9 o'clock that somebody was stuck someplace, and their transportation person, whoever it was to be, they thought we knew, but we didn't know them, or we.
Yeah. Actually, I got that call. That wasn't quite.
Wasn't fair.
Wasn't quite what you got for information. Wasn't quite the situation, but I took care of that.
And my husband would have taken off, but he could have gotten deep trouble, couldn't he?
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't. No, we don't want Joe going after. That wasn't quite the...
I think that's why they called us, because they figured he'd come and get them.
Okay, anything else? I have one thing on this.
Yes.
When I did that last stepping on, we were in a study. Did you ever get any results from that study?
I have not yet.
Because I'm assuming it would come back here.
Yeah, I haven't. I'll have to ask Betsy.
If there were some results on that. That was another one. I mean, it was. I think that was not just state. I think it was going to be done even larger than that.
I will have to ask Betsy. I'll check her website, too. They might have something on the website. But, yeah, we are looking at getting Emily trained this year for stepping on and living
good.
Well with
look me up.
Diabetes. Yes. I was hoping that I tried to get Grant Regional to... do it, but
well, is she not? Well, never mind. That's another issue. Anything else to come before us? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion. We adjourn.
All right. Well, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Take your time getting out the door.
Sometimes we meet in December, and sometimes we haven't, kind of based on whether I think the agenda warrants it.
Do you want? The date would be 16 December.
Yes. Do you want me to look at...
If you do, you do. If you don't, you
okay.
Know. I'm just going to write it down in case.
Yeah, I play a concert.
All right. Because, yeah, I don't know how much we'll have.
Yeah, we'll be done, dear hon, by then, I hope.